podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So we received a note from a listener named Kelly, and it kind of tickled our fancy a little bit. So we thought we would call, rather than reading your note, Kelly, we thought it might be better just to actually have you kind of explain to our listeners, because you raise a really interesting question. And this has something to do with a guy that you met. How long have you been seeing this guy?
Yeah, I started dating this guy about 3 months ago, and I'm kind of smitten a little bit. It's getting sort of serious.
Oh, are you feeling butterflies and all?
You love him.
Smitten kitten.
Oh, is he everything you dreamed of?
That's amazing.
He kind of is. It's sort of terrifying, but he kind of is, yeah.
All right, so if it's all so good, what could be so bad?
So here's the deal. I'm a bartender, so naturally a night owl, and my job allows me to stay up really late. He is a 9-to-5-er, so his regular job, he actually gets to work at like 7. He doesn't get off till 5. I leave for work at about 5, so we're like shifts in the night. When he gets home, I'm already gone. I don't get home until late. He's already in bed. We try and see each other as much as we can during the week, but it's becoming super challenging because we never see each other when we're like awake and conscious. And so when we do have time on the weekend, you know, he wants to unwind and get errands done. And I'm, you know, trying to take advantage of Sundays, and he just wants to relax and get ready for his work week because he has a stressful job. And my problem is I'm feeling like, are we doomed from the beginning? I can't decide what's the best course of action, because I really like this guy, but I've been burned in the past. So I don't see our schedules changing anytime in the near future. Is it dumb to start out like this? And I mean, if it's already this difficult, do I continue?
You know, it's kind of funny that you bring this up. I was talking to somebody. We did speaking of bartenders, we were out at a bar, all of us on Friday, talking to a whole bunch of listeners. And I was talking to this couple that came out, and they've been together, I don't know, I think they said like 10 or 12 years. And what they talked about is that they think their relationship works because they rarely see each other. It's weird timing that you have called with this situation because you're worried you don't ever get to see the guy.
Right. And, you know, it's great because I am independent and I know he is too. And so that's the flip side of the coin is, is it going to benefit us in the long run?
Like, I feel like the times you do, the time you do have together is going to be so special and so magical that it's going to just kind of cancel out all the other scheduling crap.
You have no chance of being sick of each other.
That's true.
And is he already staying at your house at 3 months? My goodness me.
Oh, yeah.
Things move fast nowadays.
This is what happens when you're smitten.
I guess. And horny.
You know, I have been here. When I was working in Vegas, I actually dated a guy, and he was a 9-to-5-er. And I didn't, I started my day at 6 o'clock at night, and I was not a smitten kitten. So it was an easy excuse for me to get on out of there. But it sounds like you've got stars in your eyes. And so
you almost need to give it just a couple more months, I think.
Let me ask you something. Are you worried that, and I don't want to put fear into your mind, but we're just talking.
But
here,
let's do it anyway.
No, we're just talking, right, Kelly?
Great.
We're just talking. No, but I'm saying, are you worried that down the line, say Friday night, Saturday night, which are key times for him probably, because he's a Monday through Friday guy, right?
Yeah.
So you have Friday night and Saturday night every week where you're not there. I mean, are you a little concerned that he's going to maybe just say, I don't want to just sit at home, so I'm going to go out. I'll go out with my pals. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Things happen.
We met at the bar.
Oh, you met at the bar.
So he knows what he's doing. Can he just go? I would think he would just go hang out at your bar.
Oh, really?
Why not? Grab some buddies.
Not all
and
the time.
Would you like Nicole to come and sit at your job all day?
No, it's different. I see her constantly. Yeah. But if I didn't see her, sure, come on in.
He doesn't want to go to that same bar.
No,
every time
he doesn't.
He loves her. They're smitten.
You
they
don't
would make eyes at each other across the restaurant all night.
Well, we should actually ask her.
Does Awesome Blossom?
That's a good question. Is he as smitten with you as you are with him, or you don't know?
I think so, but you know, again, you never know.
What's he doing with his What is he doing with his Fridays and Saturdays now? Is he going out with friends?
Xbox.
I feel like a lot of times he's out hiking and doing the Colorado guy thing, quote unquote.
Always one of those.
He's with, like, guy. Yeah, he's usually this guy pal, but.
You know, Friday night, bros. Listen, Kelly, Friday night at 9 o'clock, he's not hiking.
No, he's not getting on a 14er.
He's not doing that.
He's
might
getting
be
on a 10.
That's
maybe
concerning.
Hypothetically, just, you know, we're just throwing that out there.
You know, bartenders are hot, so let's not think that she's not a looker.
Well, I know, but I mean, what's more valuable, a 9 who's not there or a 7 who's there?
This is exactly my issue.
That's
right?
What I thought. Yeah. I mean, yes, that's
concerning.
Why you called. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Have you talked to him about this? I mean, does he miss
I've
you?
I brought it up, you know, a couple times. It's still kind of early, even though I'm threatened. I don't want to seem
crazy.
Too
he's sleeping in your house.
Crazy.
He's going to be like, everything's fine, I'm sure. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
I got
fine.
Free rent.
I got a nice bed, warm body. Everything's great.
A warm body, but only for a couple hours.
I love your schedule.
It's like a part-time space heater, basically.
You're delightful.
Excellent.
All right, tell you what we're going to do. Would you like feedback from Dom in the Morning listeners?
I would love that.
Well,
Siri did not help this morning when I asked her.
You asked Siri? Yeah. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll ask our listeners for encouraging. You guys just want encouraging stories? Or do you want,
yeah, no Dom or Jeremy comments. We want happy comments.
That's real life, though.
You want real life. You want people who said, hey, we were smitten, but we never saw each other, and it fell apart. Or people to say, we're smitten, we never saw each other, and it made us stronger. Right? Because both are possible.
Yeah. I watch way too many romantic comedies, and I think love will win.
It's going to work.
A little unicorn goes running by.
If not, Jeremy and I will come out to the bar and see you.
Yeah.
Heck
free
yeah.
Drinks, right?
Heck
free shots.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Here's Brian on the line. Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
What do you think about that? Completely opposite schedules. Are they doomed?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm in a similar situation with my wife. We've been married for almost 7 years, and the first, I'd say, half of our marriage, we had similar schedules, and then she got her job out here in Colorado, so we moved out here, and now her schedule is at night, and I'm a 9-to-5
Yeah,
guy.
But now, wait a minute, hold on a second, let me jump in here, because that's a different situation, because you had the most important time, really, in a relationship are those formative months and years, and for the first half of your marriage, you guys were on the same schedule, so you got to know each other and bond. They just got together and they never see each other. You got to admit, that's different.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say is, you know, as long as you have a good foundation in your relationship, then you'd be okay. And listen, you've got to take advantage of the time that you do have together. You know, when we have the days off together, which are pretty rare because she actually could work 7 days a week sometimes.
All right, but you're saying it's all going to be okay, right?
It'll be fine in the
end. Yeah, it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Slow little different. And steady wins the race.
So is Kelly holding on the other line?
She is.
Do we want to bring her on with the callers?
Yeah.
So
she's
all
bubbly.
Let me, Kelly, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, so I tell you what, we're going to let you talk with these listeners too. How's that?
Or okie dokie.
Or cry when they talk to us. Here's John. Hey, John.
Luke.
So what do you have to say about all this?
It works great for a while.
Oh.
Then what?
What
happened,
what's
buddy?
How long is a while?
No. It works great for a while. And you have two incredible children.
What?
And your schedules never fix after that.
Yeah.
And you still never see each other. And after about 17 years, that's when the divorce happens.
Just saying, or
Greg,
do you know
a friend that this happens to?
You know a guy?
You know, I might know a person.
Oh, man.
Bitterness line.
What happened?
Well, that's never promising. Saw each other. The schedule never fixed.
She got a boyfriend. No big deal.
I'm not saying nothing about nothing, but things happen after a while when you don't see somebody, and you do get lonely, and you do.
But 17 years, that's a good run.
I mean, we're talking 3 months.
And the more I think about this, I mean, I automatically started assuming that Friday and Saturday nights that, you know, Kelly's boyfriend was going to go out and meet somebody else. But, I mean, really, Kelly, in all honesty, you could meet somebody else when you're never seeing your boyfriend too, right?
Absolutely. And it's concerning. And I appreciate what he's saying, but, you know, time apart in the long run isn't always the best. So this is why I'm concerned.
John, thanks for calling and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you calling the show. Here's Desiree. Hello, Desiree.
Hi.
What do you want to say to Kelly?
I have been with my husband for 3 years. We got married 3 weeks after we met.
What?
And
that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah. My relationship is like a romantic movie. But anyway, he never has a day off. He works 6 days a week. His only day off is a Monday. I only see him for like 2 hours at night and for 45 minutes before I say goodbye in the morning. And the days off that we do have together when we take a vacation are amazing. I think our relationship works because we're not hovering and suffocating each other.
So there you go, Kelly. Yeah. Get married.
Done.
Just go get married this weekend, all right? What days off? Sundays? Go on a Sunday and get married.
Great.
All right, Desiree, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. You guys are great.
Well, bye. We think our listeners are great.
XOXO. You know, absence does make the heart grow fonder.
Why did you have to use that voice?
I don't know.
Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
With an H or without an H?
With an H.
The extra letter makes it better.
Makes it better.
All right. So what do you have to tell Kelly?
I was in the same situation when I met my husband. He was an electrician. I was a bartender. And we had the same exact thing going on for like 2 years. And we even stood the test of time. Like, I moved to Utah, went to nursing school, and, you know, we
I was going to say, how could you be a bartender in Utah?
Right.
That doesn't low nights.
Excellent point.
Yeah. So no wonder it worked.
Yeah. But, you know, we worked out. We've been married now for 3 years. We have a beautiful daughter. And, you know, if it were meant to be, it'll be regardless of your schedules.
Mm-hmm, there you go. Mm-hmm. Get married and have a baby.
Love, and move to Utah.
Well, that's not the highlighting part, but that's okay.
All right. So that's a couple of votes for you, Kelly, that everything's going to be fine. Sarah, thanks for calling us.
Thanks.
Who's on line five? I don't have a name.
That's Amy Pants.
Hello, Amy Pants.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What do you know about this?
Well, I started dating my boyfriend when we were like an 8-hour drive away from each other, and it sucked really bad at first. But this was when we were on the East Coast, and now he lives out in Colorado, and I do too, and we live like a 5-minute bike ride apart, and it's awesome. I love it. I love having him here. And if we didn't make it through that time, like, we wouldn't be together right now, and it was hard. It was hard work. Like I said, it's stung at times.
I wonder, though, Amy Pants, I'm wondering, why do I have to call her that?
Because that's her name.
I wonder if there is also a difference between having a traditional long-distance relationship where it's almost like you're not teased by it. You just know that person is 8 hours away versus somebody who's in your house but you never see. I wonder if there's something that's more draining about that.
Right. But I think a part of her concern too is that, like, if he does meet somebody else, and I think that's a concern for anybody when you date somebody brand new also, like, you don't really know this person through and through yet, but you'll get there. And any new relationship, you just have to trust each other and figure it out.
How long did you do long distance for, Amy Pants?
2 years.
2 years. See,
I'm telling you, that's different though.
Kelly, have you ever been in a long-distance relationship?
You know, I haven't, and this doesn't really feel long-distance because I still physically see him a lot, you know, being the space heater and all, but I don't, you know, we're not, like, awake and mentally together often. Mm-hmm. It's a little different, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amy, I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
All right, and I won't call you Amy Pants again.
Thanks. I say you tough it out, Kelly. I mean, you're not always going to be a bartender, maybe, or he might not always have his job either.
No, man. She probably makes great money.
I know,
as a bartender.
But you might move on and he'll still be there.
Do you like being a bartender?
I love it. And that's why I'm concerned. I don't foresee this changing anytime in the near future. I love my job. I love the people I work with. I don't think about switching careers anytime soon.
I don't think you should. I mean, if you're happy with find something that you love doing. If you're good at it and you love it and it makes you a good living, which I know being a bartender can.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I think that right there, you know who you are. That is a stronger foundation than being a wet blanket on a guy that you like.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
What are you going to say, Jeremy?
Break up. Move on, sister. End it now.
No, you know why I'm going to say no, and I'm going to tell you to tough it out, Kelly, because quite honestly, the chances of you meeting a guy who has the exact same schedule you do is rare. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to find somebody who works the same hours you do because you work odd hours? I say tough it out, make it work, and...
Invite us to the wedding. And, yeah.
Will you, absolutely, I will.
So will you just not worry about it and just take it one day at a time?
Yes.
One night at a time.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, let's go hold on to her number. We want to call you back in another 3 months. So let's see, July, August, September. 1st of October, we are going to call you back, and we're going to check in.
I'm putting it on my calendar. Great.
Yeah, so we'll check
Fingers
in.
Fingers crossed.
No, we were.
Fingers crossed it works out.
I think everything's going to be fine.
You're going to have a baby.
Shut up, Jeremy. Kelly, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
And good luck to you.
I like her. She was bubbly, huh?
She's very cool.
Yeah.
I want to know where she works. I wonder if she pours a strong drink.
Were they working opposite schedules? Is that what the deal was? Yeah. Okay, well, if she does have a baby, at that point, that's going to come in handy because then you have daycare the whole time.
Oh, there it's written in the stars, Emily.
Sort of, but if she's working, universe. She's not getting home until 2 a.m. She's not going to be awake until probably 9 or 10 in the morning. So that's a few hours.
True,
so
but you just have the baby sleep till 9 or 10 in the morning.
It's still going to make the relationship much better if they have a baby.
So just a lot of Benadryl is what you're
that's
saying.
That's the magical fix.
I'm just saying for cost. It's, that's you know, the answer, Chris. Somebody's going to be home all the time.
So you can watch the baby all day and then go to work.
That's
so
what women do. Yep. And the dad can do it,
too. Circle of life.
What's happening? Is it 1950?
Well, somebody's got to look after those babies.
Yeah, let's get her barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. So.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.